True Stories Online.
Your bed should be a place of comfort, should be a place of kind of respite and getting away from it all. When you're a kid, though, that's not always the case, especially if there's something haunting you in your room at night. That bed may be the scene of a lot of terror. Even worse, when your parents don't believe any of the stories of your experiences that you share with them. In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear of one such story, a child experiencing true terror as the undead haunt his bedroom. And the parents that refuse to believe or accept anything out of the ordinary is going on. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Georgie told me that on our first stay at this place, once we were put to sleep, is when the haunting started. He said he would hear footsteps that seemed to come from the area, the main entrance door to the apartment. The footsteps on the wooden floor would become louder and louder until it reached his room. Once inside, the entity would stand right beside my brother's bed. He told me that he'd become terrified and covered himself from head to toe. The first time this happened, he decided to take a peek to see what it was. He saw what seemed to be a young, skinny man dressed in black and what seemed to be a black overcoat. When he looked further upwards, he saw very white hands, a piece of the white sleeve of the shirt, a handkerchief sticking out of his left pocket, a black tie, the features of the face which seemed that of a good-looking young man, dark eyes and black hair. The scene was so terrifying that he covered himself and never dared to look at the haunting entity again. If he dared to move a finger or swallow in fear, it would get closer and closer to the bed. In certain instances, it would seem to breathe upon him if he decided to move again. For whatever reason, to that first experience, whenever it was time to go to bed, I would remember seeing him cry hysterically and pleading to my mother to not let him sleep in that room. Did the cries and the pleas ever go answered? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online when you subscribe to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. You'll get all 137 bonus episodes of our program, exclusive video content from Seeing Ghosts, and more. Also in this week's EPP bonus episode, a listener shares a story from 50 years ago of a relentless haunting they experienced. After visiting the location of murders committed by Bonnie and Clyde, a listener finds he's caught something in his photos. Also, a woman recounts the night she babysat for one family for the last time, and a couple shares their night touring the Queen Mary and what they saw on the ship. It's going to be a great episode. EPP 137. Get it at ghostpodcast.com.